Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I hope you're ready for all the information that you need to have the best-looking house on the block. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Here we are, Danny, in the middle of May. The weather's turning beautiful all across the country, so hopefully people are getting out, working on their yards, their houses, their hardscapes. We've been hearing a lot of people working on patios and decks and walkways and maybe trying to fix the ones that got beat up during the winter, or maybe putting in some new ones. But if you have a question about your home, inside or out, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
How about an email? You want to send an email? todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you need to go to send those emails to us. We read each and every one of them, and we try to answer as many questions as we possibly can each week. And you can also pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline, where you can ask us a question, leave a comment, leave us a tip of something that's worked well for you. And again, we read each and every one of those and listen to every single call that comes in. So very important to us to all stay in touch, all stay engaged, and certainly hope you're doing well. I know a lot of cabin fever out there. A lot of people are channeling that restlessness with projects inside and outside your home. And certainly hope you and your family are doing well. And hopefully we're all headed back to this that normal groove that we wanted in so forth. But as we say a lot of times here on Today's Homeowner, we want to be kind of a little escape for you to kind of drift away from some of that news you're hearing and think about your home and some of the things you can do, some maintenance things, as well as certainly getting to some of those things that can make your house just look better. And Joe, you know, something I think about, me and you chuckle about it a lot of times, is all of the filters we have in our home. And
it's right.
And when you talk to homeowners, a lot of times, you know, you'll mention something, you kind of watch, you know, watch their eyes, and they go, well, do I have a filter in my range hood? Well, yes, you do. And I thought, just for the heck of it, that we might want to put a little reminder out there, since people maybe have a little more time than they've had in the past to really look at some of those things. But that sure is one that you should do if you haven't. Well, first of all, yes, there is a filter in your range hood, and those things usually slip out very, very easily. If you haven't cleaned it in a long time, probably need to do a little soaking of that and a little bit of work on it before putting it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Many filters can be put in a dishwasher. Now, not every single one, I suspect, depending on the quality and the grade that you buy, but check the manufacturer's instructions, because that it would help a lot. But yeah, if you soak it, sometimes you just have to soak in hot, soapy water. But Iron Out is a great product for soaking anything metal in, gets out rust and that kind of thing. But yeah, there are roughly 12 to 13 filters that are in a home. Now, depending on your house, you might only have three or four of these, or two or three. You know, very few homes, I suspect, have 12 or 13 filters. Danny's probably does. Danny probably has 20 filters. I can quickly run through the list, Danny, and then we can maybe briefly talk about the ones.
Yeah, let's do it. Sure,
know,
man.
Yeah, right. And most people know that central air conditioning and heating systems have filters, and those have to be changed regularly. Gas furnaces, of course, have filters. Room air conditioners. Not many people know that room air conditioners, window air conditioners, sometimes people call them, those have filters in. Dehumidifiers, clothes dryers, of course, even vacuum cleaners, whether it's a central system or a portable one. In fact, the filter that we have in our vacuum, I didn't even know it was hidden away. It's like a foam filter in the back of the, there's a little door in the back of the vacuum. I didn't even realize it was there. Range hoods, Danny mentioned. Over the range microwaves, which Danny and I, neither one of us are huge fans of those, because, you know, they just don't do a great job of exhausting the air. But in any case, they have a filter. Air purifiers, refrigerator ice water lines. You know, if refrigerator has an ice maker or cold water dispenser, that has a filter you have to change. Dishwasher has a filter. All water filters, of course, have filters. Sediment filter. I just installed a brand new Honeywell Brockman F76S, my favorite sediment filter.
Wow. Joe getting excited on a water filter. There you go.
I just installed one yesterday. Anyway, that obviously has a filter. So, that's just a rough idea. Again, not everyone's going to have all those filters, but it is important, Danny, the reason you have filters is they serve an important job, so it's important to keep them clean and change them.
And people are very conscious of, clean water these days. And so,
right.
That convenience of having the water dispenser on the front of your refrigerator that so many people have, that does have a filter in the refrigerator. A lot of times it's on the lower panel. Sometimes it's on the back. But either way, get your manual or go online and look up your particular model of refrigerator and go ahead and order another. Maybe order two or three filters so that you have them. And then I always like just on the side of the refrigerator, a small little sticker to remind me when I need to replace it again, kind of like the old plastic sticker you have on when to change the oil in your car. You're able to change that. And Joe, have you ever seen a Keurig coffee maker built in to the front of a refrigerator?
Can't say that I have. A coffee maker built into the door of a refrigerator?
Yeah, mine has that. Mine has my new refrigerator.
Wow.
And has the Keurig built in with the ice
so
and
hot
the water.
Water coming through?
Right beside it. Absolutely. Yes, sir. You
has
you
a hot
go,
water line? Wow.
And we have it on on an app so that we schedule it. So we get up about the same time every morning. So a few minutes before it turns on so that we have it ready to go as soon as we get there. But what we found out is it took me a little while to figure this out because I thought it was malfunctioning. So I would get my coffee ready. It's a two-door refrigerator.
Right.
I would get my coffee going over here, and then I'd say, okay, well, let me get some eggs out. I open the door, get some eggs out. The coffee maker doesn't work. It quit working. So I would redo it again and everything and get it going. I said, I think I'll have some bacon. So I opened the door, and then I would look. And so finally I figured out you cannot open the door when the coffee maker's going. So, if I guess some kind of safety thing or whatever. So you have to open the refrigerator, get everything out that you need, close it, then put your coffee in. So, it's a...
So you're going to have to buy another refrigerator for your eggs and bacon. Is that what you're going to tell us?
Yeah. So, but it is probably, I think about that when you were naming all of the different filters, it's like we're putting a little pressure on our listeners here.
Yeah.
Putting a little bit, you don't have to change all these things all at one time. And certainly, filters in your home is a great little search term to go to todayshomeowner.com and can remind you about a number of these different things because everything will work better if it has a clean filter. And that's something, when you're working out in the shop or you're doing some projects and everything, that is something I have always had a habit of doing, which I think
What's
is
that?
Good, and that is when you get your shop vac and before you use your shop vac, immediately open it up, clean the filter, clean everything out. Sometimes even take a water hose and wash out the container and so forth. But so many people just keep plugging it in and using it, it, and that's not the way to do it. You got to keep those things good and clean for them to work right. And also, if you're using it inside, it'll exhaust a lot of dust in your home if it's not nice and clean. So, it only takes a few seconds. We're not talking about a big investment of time.
Right. And don't forget, if it's a wet, dry vac and you're going to be sucking up any wet spills, you have to remove the filter anyway because you shouldn't be shooting that water through the filter. And that's a great time to clean it. And those are a pain in the neck to clean, especially if you're sucking up sawdust as I am most of the time. But I just take them outside and I just bang them against a tree, try to stand upwind. And that's about the only thing you can do. And you can get out 90% of it right there just from lightly banging it against something. It's important.
If you have a water spill and you're using your shop vac, which works very, very well with that, let's take that filter out before you do that, okay? Because have you ever seen someone do that where they would use that and then the filter just becomes this
soggy.
Yeah, like a spongy little.
And always get a replaceable, a reusable filter.
Exactly.
I had one in my old Craftsman vacuum for probably 20 years. I can't imagine how much money I saved on buying. I paid a lot of money. I paid like 20, 25 bucks for this filter, but it's lasted me all this time. I just bang it against the tree and plug it back in.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and it always puts me in a great mood when I get to talk to my buddy Joe Truini and get, knowing that all these things that we're about to cover for you, and I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're, doing what you want to do, and I hope all your projects are going well. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about some deck work and how homeowners are very frustrated that they keep applying a coating to their deck, but it keeps peeling off, and they're a little perplexed as to why that's happening. We're going to offer some suggestions on that. Also, we're going to talk about woodpeckers. These things, woodpeckers can
cause all... I love woodpeckers.
Man, they are. They're nice when they're not knocking on the side of your house, but when they're, you know, that's just not the, you know, hearing it in a distance on a tree is kind of cool. On the side of your house, not so cool. So we're going to look at that. Also, composite materials, decking materials, and the versatility of this product and what you can do. It's not just for decks alone anymore. There's a lot of other products that are being done. We're going to make some suggestions with a homeowner in being able to do that. And of course, we've got another simple solution for you this hour, or one that you're really going to enjoy, and I bet it's something that you can use at your house to solve some problems. We've got all of this and a whole lot more coming right at you here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Does the outside of your home need a little TLC? Then enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest now at todayshomeowner.com/contest. The winner will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV, along with a great exterior makeover for their home, complete with Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and Fipon decorative millwork. Contest ends May 24th, 2020, so enter today at todayshomeowner.com/contest. Brought to you by Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and Fipon decorative millwork.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard proudly coast to coast on wonderful, wonderful radio stations, including this brand new one that we're going to announce right now, WTXY AM 1540 in Whiteville, North Carolina.
Hello to General Manager Jeff Allen Jones. Thank you, Jeff, for putting us on the air there. Whiteville, Danny, is located in southern North Carolina, about midway between Florence and Wilmington. It was founded in 1810 and named after James B. White, the original owner of the town site. And Wilmington is home to the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, and it also hosts the annual North Carolina Pecan Harvest Festival.
Oh.
So do you say pecan or pecan? I say pecan up here.
Pecan. We say
pecan. Pecan, okay. I love pecans.
I thought you guys up there said pecan. Pecan.
We don't say everything through our nose. Occasionally we go through the mouth, yes. But that's great to have a brand new station. Everyone in Whiteville, if you have a home improvement, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to today's Homeowner Radio Show. And if you have a home improvement question, give us a call. We love talking to new listeners.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of fun here. We cover a lot of ground and talk about a lot of different types of home improvement subjects, but we certainly want to make sure that we're hitting the mark where you want the kind of information that you want. So you can let us know. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Get a lot of emails here, and we're going to cover a lot of that this week. And you can send us one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Let's go right back to the phones right now. Valerie's on the phone from New York with a deck issue. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. So good of you to take my call.
Of course.
What can we help you with? I understand you got a little frustration over this deck. Perfect time of the year to start getting that deck ready to use. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, it's a large deck, and it doesn't have a lot of airspace underneath. It's close to the ground. We put a deck out there because the ground was so bad. It's just hard pan clay. We couldn't get grass to grow, and so we figured, well, a deck would be the best thing. So we did it, and this now is pressure-treated lumber, and it's a large, very large deck. I sent you a picture of it.
Yes, we see that.
And it faces due south, but runs east and west along the back side of the house. So it gets good afternoon sun, but mostly shaded in the morning. And we use, when we put the deck down, because it's pressure treated, we did let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we applied a surface treatment. Do you allow us to use brand names?
Yeah, no problem. You go ahead. Sure.
All right. We used Behr.
Mm-hmm.
Behr or something like that.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Deckover, they call it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And, I guess it was down less than a year, and we started seeing bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
And it started peeling.
I see.
So we then stripped it the best we could, let it dry, and did it all over again, and the same thing has happened. We can actually take a garden hose with a standard nozzle on it and peel it right off.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Is that Deckover, Valerie, that I see peeling off?
Yes.
Okay, so you put Deckover back on. Okay.
And about how high off the ground, like the surface of the deck to the average ground level, are we talking a foot or 2 foot? What do you think?
No, I think it's probably 10 to 12 inches maybe.
I see. Okay.
And we did put a skirt around the edge of the deck because critters get underneath. But we did vent. We put vents all the way around to air circulation.
Is that a solid skirt you put on, Valerie, or like lattice? Or
no, it is a solid skirt. So that's why we vented it.
Oh, okay.
We put these little round metal vents every. I think that there's a lot of them. Every 8 inches or so, and try to get some cross circulation.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's definitely good. That is close to the ground, though, so even with the vents, you're probably, some of this problem may be related to, to that exact thing of the moisture migrating up and affecting it and everything. But what you'll have to do here is you really do need to get all of that surface clean and remove as much as you possibly can on it. Certainly, pressure washing will help on that, but I think you're going to need to get a deck stripper and a chemical. There's a variety of different kinds. I know my daughter Chelsea stripped all of the previous finish off her deck, and though it took a good bit of time, after a while the material started working very, very well with the exterior deck stripper that she used. I would test it in an area, a little area off to the side, see how it reacts to the deck treatment that you put on it, because what you really need to do is to get down in the pores of that wood and to open up the pores of the wood. So to use the deck cleaner stripper will do that. It'll get those top coats that you've put off. Again, pressure washing well. You can and really get down to the pores of that wood and allow it to dry. And then go back with a semi-transparent stain. You want that to penetrate down in the pores of the wood to seal it off. And also it gives some gripping power, the adhesion that it has to be able to get down in the pores of that wood and hold it out real well. Now, putting a sealer over that after that is not a bad idea either, but you really don't have to. You can put this semi-transparent material in there, a lot of different colors available. And you're going to see that it'll perform a lot better than anything that essentially seals off the pores of the wood. Because that's what's happened here. You basically, just like a paint job, you're sealing off the pores of the wood.
Right.
And then this moisture is allowing it to release.
Okay.
Whereas the semi-transparent will work with that moisture that you have to deal with there.
Okay.
But it's a lot of work. I wish there was another way we could help you with that type of thing. And hopefully you don't have to do any sanding on it. I think you'll find that chemical stripper, though it's still a lot of work, will save you a lot of time in the long run.
Okay. We did go ahead and pressure wash it because we knew it had to come up one way or the other.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So we did pressure wash it the other day, and it was amazing. I mean, I would say 99.9% of it just peeled right off.
Good, good. Well, you might not even have to use that. If you use, a scraper along with the pressure washer, may be all that's necessary. So I think that's what's ahead of you there. Make sure you use some gloves and all the protective things there. And if you have to get down on your knees, I'll tell you, knee pads are a great thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
any particular deck stripper that we should look for?
Well, there's a number of them out there. I like one from Flood Companies. The Flood brand is a good one. You can find that in a lot of different stores. But a lot of times you'll find that one works a lot better than another one. And you might just pick up two different kinds and two different brands and just try it over on the side and see which one reacts with that the best.
Okay.
Well, good. Thanks so much, Valerie, for being with us. A good bit of work ahead of you there, but got a great summer ahead for us, and get the deck looking good, and you'll enjoy it even more.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. You take care, and you have a great weekend. Yeah, a lot of people are looking at their decks, and we would encourage you to not only get the deck looking good, but really make sure that it's safe. If you see a rotten board here and there, go ahead and replace it. You'd hate for someone to step through that board and really hurt their leg or hurt themselves in some way. Also, if you're up off the ground a little bit with your deck, make sure you check where it is attached to your house. Every year during the summer, we hear about collapsed decks. Maybe you can head off that problem if you see any separation or any movement where that deck is touching the house. Very important. And also, handrails. Almost every handrail needs a little extra screw here and there. Go ahead and take care of that now before you have those big summer gatherings. Hey, coming up, we're going to be covering a lot of other subjects, including composite decking and some different options you have there in using composite material. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Brone.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, as the weather warms up, insects become more active. More people are, most people are expecting flying insects that we normally see outside. But what about inside? Flies, fruit flies, moths, and even mosquitoes can be an incredible nuisance inside your home. So the folks at Zevo developed a flying insect trap starter kit to stop the pests. The trap continuously eliminates flying insects without spraying any chemical insecticides, which is great inside your home, of course. You just plug it into any wall socket to activate the light and heat attractive system. The flying insects are drawn to it where they're trapped in a super sticky cartridge that you just simply throw away. It's non-toxic and it works up to 45 days and nights. When the trap is full or the time expires, you simply replace the cartridge to keep the pest at bay. Now, to find out more about the Zevo Flying Insect Trap Starter Kit, all you have to do is go by HomeDepot.com. There'll be a lot of activity there with it warming up.
That sounds cool. Yeah, it sounds like the new generation of bug zapper. Instead of zapping them, it just attracts them and they stick to it.
Exactly, yeah.
When you first said flying insect trap, I thought, wait a minute, someone invented like a drone that flies around your house catching bugs? That would be really neat. I'd love to see that. You just have to duck every time it comes through the room. Yeah.
Hey, we want to share with you some metal roofing tips from our friends at Metal Roofing Association. You know, extreme climate conditions take their toll on homeowners across the country every single year. And in severe weather, roofs are usually hit the hardest. So if you're looking for a more durable, long-lasting, and beautiful option that can withstand hurricane force winds, snow, rains, hailstorms, and offer wildfire protection, look no further than a metal roof. It's designed to last 50+ years. And, it's often said, and we've heard this from homeowners a lot, that metal roofs are the last roof you'll ever need to put on your home, making them a really good value. So if you're in the market for a quality metal roof, here's a few things to consider.
Well, first, you have to assume that not all roofers are equally skilled at putting in a metal roof. If you hire a roofer, be sure he's installing metal roofs regularly. You don't want someone who's 90% of the time he's installing asphalt shingle, and now, oh, he got a metal roof, so he wants to install it. So you want to make sure he's properly trained and experienced in metal roof installation. And also, of course, you want to ask about whether he's licensed and insured, and how much it costs, and different materials. You want to make sure he's using quality materials from a reputable manufacturer.
And right along with that, make sure you spend the time to get some referrals. You know, reputable installers are typically involved in the industry and are committed to keeping abreast of the latest trends and techniques. Check to see if the prospective installer is a member of the Metal Roofing Alliance and other reputable trade groups. Be sure to ask for and contact recent references.
And do your homework. Metal roofing comes in lots of different styles, and there are lots of options available, including material types, styles, finishes, even installation techniques. So you want to buy the highest rated, longest lasting roofing material you can afford, and always do your own research on whatever product recommendation your installer suggests, verifying that it's exactly what you want for your home.
And for your resources about metal roofing or to find a metal roofing contractor near you, check out metalroofing.com. That's metalroofing.com. Let's go right back to today's homeowner hotline. Monica is with us now with a question about a screen porch. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us what you're thinking here on the screen porch.
So my husband and I just bought our first house, and we have a covered porch that is enclosed on three sides already, and we only want to put up a one wall and a door going out our back porch to screen it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems so easy, and I wanted to use PVC lumber, so the maintenance would be less, but I didn't know if that would be strong enough for actual construction.
Well, I tell you, the 2x4s that are available in the cellular PVC, of course, you're not talking about something structural, I assume, since that is already built and they have a beam running across there and so forth. So it'd just be what's necessary to support the screen. Joe, what do you think on that? I know you've done a lot of writing about the different new generation PVC and cellular PVC. Would that be a good choice for that, to use vertical 2x4s for that? And then, of course, the lattice strips on top of it. Would that work?
Yeah, Monica. Composite lumber and PVC, what you're calling PVC lumber, isn't typically structural, meaning it's not made to hold up any kind of weight. What are the other three walls made out of now? Are they just pressure-treated lumber, do you think?
No, they're brick.
Oh, it's all brick. I see.
Yeah, it's 100% brick.
Wow. A brick screen porch.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds kind of cool.
Well, it's just the three sides are, the brick. So it's just that one facade there. Of course, got the beam overhead. And I would think those 2x4s, since they're not serving a structural purpose.
Right. As long as they're not structural. Yeah. I can understand why you'd want to, keep the maintenance down. And but a high quality pressure treated wood would be a lot less expensive. Congratulations, by the way, on your first home. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
Give it really high quality pressure treated wood and put at least a wood preservative on it, if not a semi-transparent stain. That might be your best bet in the long run. And then anything that's non-structural, you could certainly use. They make PVC railings, any manufacturer of PVC decking typically has a line of railings that are also PVC. So you could look into that as well. Trex has a beautiful line of PVC railings, and they're pretty expensive, but since you're only doing one wall, it wouldn't be that much money.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, if you decide to go with pressure treated wood, you want to make sure that it's, dry enough. You can also buy a special kiln dried type of treated wood that already has moisture kind of extracted from it, though it still has the pressure treated properties. But I'll tell you what, if you do that, I would rough cut all the lumber. I would prime every single bit of it, and I'd go ahead and put two coats of your finish coat on before you even install it. That'll make the finish of it up very, very easy. Great sounding project, Monica.
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, our pleasure. Best of luck on that. What a great little project there, especially when you, and we actually did a project very similar to that. I should have mentioned that to her a couple years ago on our Today's Homeowner television show, where we basically had just the one wall. We did exactly what I mentioned there, and you want to make sure that you have little weep holes under the bottom plate so that when that rain does blow in, it can find its way out. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to remind you about one of the largest contests we've ever featured here on Today's Homeowner Radio. It's called Elevate Your Exterior. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. If you haven't entered our latest contest, what are you waiting on? If your home needs an exterior facelift, then this is the contest for you. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/contest to enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest right now. The winner will receive an exterior makeover worth up to $20,000. And we're so excited to be partnering with our friends from Therma-True Doors, Fiberon Decking, and Five Pond Decorative Millwork. The whole project will be featured on an episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/contest to enter, running now through May 24th. Boy, I tell you, that's going to be a popular one there, Joe.
Absolutely.
You know, people
yeah.
looking at their exteriors and thinking of some of the things, especially the things that you can do when you're talking about a fantastic door from Therma-True. That
right.
alone can make a gigantic difference in the look of the house and your curb appeal and so forth. Then you have the composite decking, one of the industry leaders there with Fiberon, and then Fipon. You know a lot about Fipon and
yeah,
all
yeah.
the different decorative moldings that they have that are, you know, completely rot-proof. I mean, they're polystyrene and PVC. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, if you're going to put up exterior trim, I mean, I've been replacing the wooden trim that was on our house when the builder first constructed the house, and I've been replacing it little by little. I never would put up wood trim again. You know, just put up the polystyrene or the PVC, and you don't ever have to worry about it again.
There you go. Let's go right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Dawn is on the phone with us from Michigan. And Dawn, I understand you have a nice little place for birds to come to your house, and you are feeding them, I understand, but you're actually eating part of your house. Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm feeding them, but I don't want to feed them. I have woodpeckers that I believe are chewing through the two columns on my porch because they're wood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can hear
mm-hmm.
them,
yep.
but I haven't seen them on my house, but I've heard them.
You know what I think's going on here? I mean, we get a lot of calls like that. I've seen a lot of them, and, you know, they're kind of cool when you see them in a tree off in your yard there, and look at that. That's very unique, you know, wonderful nature. But when they're knocking on the side of your house and on your columns, that is not a comfortable feeling. And, you know, what's probably happening here is they're going after softer wood. They're not going to be, you know, because when we hear about woodpeckers, it's a cedar-sided houses. But the pictures that you sent, we appreciate you doing that. I'll bet the gutters there are maybe they have a little leak there, and when it's raining, a little water's getting on this side that's caused that to start getting a little softer, and then they're able to find that. So I would really look the next time it rains to see if any water is being contributed there. And that could be just blowing rain in there, but when you have a corner of a gutter like that, it's real, you know, it's real subject to have a small leak. And just a little bit of water each rain on that can start that to rotten. Don't you think, Joe? Because, you know, most of the woodpeckers, though they can, you know, get into a lot of different types of wood, I bet they like that moist wood if that's there.
Yeah, they are a most aptly named animal, right? Woodpecker, because that's all they do. And other evidence of possible leak, I'm looking at this photograph, Dawn, is that you see some of the paint peeling down in a vertical line, and that seems to be an indication that water might be running down that post as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's the first thing you want to check. I would just get up there with a ladder if you need to, or maybe you can reach it from the porch floor with a screwdriver and just poke around. If that screwdriver just sinks into the wood, then you know, in a place where the woodpecker was not pecking and it was just soft, then you know that's wood, that's rot from water damage. So that you have to fix first. And then as far as the damage that's there, I would carve away any wood that's been chipped at or that's soft and rotted. And if you can get down to sound wood, you may have to replace the wood that's there, but if you can get down to sound wood, meaning wood that's not been eaten at by the woodpecker or rotted by the stain by the water, then I would fill that. Danny and I often use Bondo, which is an automotive body filler material you may have seen. You know, it comes with a little tube of hardener and the putty itself. You just mix it and you smear it in there. Now you have to then prime it and paint it. It doesn't look too attractive as it is. But that you may have to fill it with one or two applications. But that's what I would recommend.
Oh my goodness.
Works really well. As Joe said, just, you know, get back to the good wood, use that. It's very easy to use. You would only need to buy just a quart in order to do it. And Bondo's available at automotive stores, but now on all the home centers, they have a wood repair, an epoxy wood repair kit by the same company that works fantastic. We've used it many, many times. And the woodpeckers, they don't like it. I mean, because it gets so hard so quick. I think that's a good solution to it. But check those gutters and make sure that they're not leaking for you.
Okay, so if more of the wood, like you were saying, to tap it and to see if it's softer, if like maybe a couple inches or a foot below And right. even more toward the bottom, if that was softer too, then I would need to just replace the whole piece. Otherwise,
right. yeah.
try the
right.
bundle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. If it's a pretty significant piece there, it's going to be a lot better for you to just go ahead and replace all of those pieces. You don't want to do that, but when you do that, just use pressure-treated wood so that you don't have to do it ever again. All right. Well, Don, certainly appreciate you being a part of the show, and I hope you have a great weekend, and hope we've been able to provide you the information to point you in the right direction. That's what we want to do here. We want to be able to provide you solutions to different problems that you may have around your home. And some of these solutions can be very, very simple. And that's exactly what we're going to share with you when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. And you can remember this toll-free number, 800-946-4420, is how you can reach us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, or send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you're listening to this Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We'll be right back.
For the next tile project in your home, do you want the grout that stains or the grout that doesn't stain? Fusion Pro single component grout is guaranteed stain-proof and color perfect. This revolutionary formula is in a class by itself. Fusion Pro is ready to use right from the bucket. Plus, it's easy to spread and clean, no mixing or sealing required. Fusion Pro is available in 40 designer colors to match today's tile trends. Grout like a pro with Fusion Pro from Custom Building Products.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better. Or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We want to encourage you to go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up for our weekly e-newsletter. I'll tell you what, we're getting so much great response. Over 125,000 people now receive the newsletter each and every week, and we would love for you to be one of them. It's very easy to do. Again, todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Right now, we're going to shift gears and hand it over to Joe Truini for our simple solution of the week.
All right, Danny, here's a timely tip on cleaning gutters. This is a great time of year to get up on the ladder and clean your gutters. But if you, the way people typically do it, they put their ladder up and they just reach in there and throw out the debris, the lawn debris and leaves and branches, whatever. But that means you have to continuously move the ladder every couple of feet down the house to clean the gutter a little bit at a time. So this tip is using a leaf blower, but not just using a leaf blower as it is, because if you just use a leaf blower, you still have to move the ladder, you know, every 4 or 5 feet. So the simple solution is to get a 10-foot length of plastic downspout. You can pick it up at any home center really affordably. And what I did is I snipped one end And I, with duct tape, I pinched it closed a little bit. This way, it really focused the power of the leaf blower out that end to move leaves, even wet leaves. And then all you do is take the leaf blower, jam it in the other end of the downspout, click it on. And now you have a 10-foot wand. If you can imagine this 10-foot piece of plastic downspout attached to the end of the leaf blower, and just lay it in the gutter and slide it down, and you can clean 10 feet to either side. So if you set up your ladder in the middle, you can clean 20 feet of gutter without moving your ladder once. So even in a relatively large house, you'd only have to move your ladder maybe once or twice at most and clean the entire gutter with the leaf blower.
And I'll tell you what, I saw the video that you did on this that was part of our television show. And
isn't that cool? How fast that blew it out?
Great idea. And you think about how inexpensive that is and how lightweight it is. And
right.
Certainly, you know, working off a ladder, you always have to be very, very careful. So the fewer times you're having to move that along, the better. It worked out very, very well. You can see this and over 500 more simple solutions by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. And certainly, you know, this time of year, you know, we seem, I'm you know, doing a lot of Weather Channel, live Weather Channel segments now. And
right.
I would encourage you to go to Today's Homeowner Facebook page and make sure you like us so that you can get some notifications. I'm doing almost weekly segments on that. And we cover gutters a lot because it's so important when you're talking about, you know, getting ready for hurricane season, getting ready for spring storms, getting ready, you know, and all of the different times of the year where it's so important to clean your gutters. And don't forget the downspout. Sometimes when you're doing your cleaning, you may have to take your hose and actually feed it down into the downspout to really blow it out, because all of the cleaning you do on the gutters really will do no good if that downspout is completely impacted. Hey, that's going to pretty much wrap up this first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly appreciate you being with us and hope we've been able to provide you the kind of information you've grown to expect from us here at Today's Homeowner. Now, of course, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, well, we don't want you to miss anything. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you can hear the second hour, because we're going to have a lot of fun. And also, don't forget the podcast. There's thousands of people that are downloading our podcast each week at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcast. You'll find the Today's Homeowner podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.